Podcast.
When we come unto the earth, it is always our intention to share the understandings and perceptions that we can bring to man in the course of his enlightenment and mankind's rediscovery of his inner life and his true pattern of freedom. Often when there are communications from other dimensions of reality, the information that is shared will relate to the question of man's apparent condition of slavery in a reality where man's choice is limited and man's freedom is severely curtailed. Our message to you is a simple message for always. The truth is within the essence of simplicity, and it is merely the attempts of the intellect to place around the knowledge of truth such embellishments that the truth becomes somewhat clouded in a veil of complications and deep, deep puzzles. We seek to assist in the unraveling of some of that light and that wisdom. And at the moment of time that we are with you, we share some ideas in relation to a basic yet profound understanding that is associated with the nature of yourselves and the manner in which you must reawaken your concept of the higher dimension of who you are. You have at the seat of your being and in every department of your being the true essence of the beginnings of all things. For in every part of you there is the urging and vitalizing force of that which you may understand as the spirit. For the spirit is that which gives the power and the desire to be within reality. And the spirit of things is the essence from which you come. It is the essence within which you are, and it is the essence that urges you into the expression of the divine through the consciousness of being within the universe. The spirit exists within the totality of life. It is an all-pervading substance that is of essence all things. And it is the finest and the purest and the brightest of things. that your mind can possibly relate to and begin to understand. The spirit has within its desire to make and to create. And because this is immanent within its nature, it produces within the realm of matter, through the intuitive flow of life, and that dimension of reality which is the soul. For as the spirit seeks to explore reality, it finds a potential for that which you would understand as individualization, the producing of individual ideas and forms. And this it does through that which you would understand as the soul, the essence of your own being. For the spirit urges the soul to produce and to make and to build and to provide a variety of quality and of experience and of type. For within the energy of the soul there is also all potential for all types of manifestation. And the soul energy of life produces in one instance the individual nature of matter. It produces the flowers and the trees. It produces the substances of your mineral kingdoms. It assists in the differentiations within the animal realms and kingdoms. And it provides through humanity the different and various forms of mankind himself. It provides the character, the nature, the type, the individual that you become to be upon the earth. And the soul, as it draws upon the energies of the spirit, provides for you your wisdom, your capacity to know, and your ability to serve and to give. The energy of the soul is the energy of the highest and the purest light, and it has within its mechanism the greatest force of all time, the force of love, the force of compassion, that which we refer to as the Christ mind, the mind of the one who was an initiate of a high and mighty order, who brought through his cognizance in the Master Jesus the love and compassion that man had forgotten was an inherent part of his being. And it was to lighten the soul energies of man that great being stood upon the earth and shared his wisdom and his love. And within each of you here, there is this commensurate capacity to produce a bright and powerful and loving fulfillment of the patterns of creation that are invested deep within your being. Also, as the spirit urges forth, it reflects itself through the soul mechanism in the material world and produces form, that which you know as the physical platform for life, the substance of life that you see in your physical vision. And as you look into that department of life, your own manifestation is your physical home, that which is your body, for your body is the third part of your triune nature, your celebration of the dynamic of the threefold nature of God. And your physical form is the ultimate expression in this dense reality of the type that you can be as you seek to learn and discover and express the wonders of life featured within your own individual conscious mind and conscious realm. And your life upon the earth, and indeed your life within all dimensions and in all places at all times, is intended to be a life that is based upon the patterns that are revealed within the soul as the spirit shines its power upon the dense form of matter on the earth. For as the spirit works upon the earth, the soul can respond and produce the pattern that is ideal and perfect for its individual expression and celebration. And your life is patterned to be one whereby you are a being upon the earth with your personality and your character and your individual expression, seeking to be guided by the light of the soul and the intelligence and wisdom and love that is contained therein. However, the nature of your experience, especially upon the earth, has been such that you as a race began to move your focus of consciousness away from the love aspect of your being and away from the wisdom that was with you from the inception of your type of being, that you may move into a reality that is devoid of the awareness of the soul and thus of the urgings of the spirit. And at this time, you are being given an opportunity that is unparalleled in the history of humanity. For at this time, as never before, in the consciousness of your own race, never before has the light of the higher levels of mind been closer to you. And each one of you here has access to a greater wisdom and a greater guidance than any of your forebears could or ever would possibly have imagined. For close to you and near to you and within you are the urgings and promptings of great minds who seek to take you with them in the expansion of consciousness and understanding that is to come, and come it must into the affairs of men. Your own responsibilities here are to allow yourself the opportunity to be guided finally by the Christ power within you. And this can be done in a very simple fashion. In the first instance, it is done through the love that you can share in your lives. As you seek to find opportunity whereby you can demonstrate your capacity for love, your capacity for sharing and serving, and your capacity for forgiving, then you begin urgently to unfold the energies and forces of the soul and to clear the mists of illusion that the spirit might work more clearly and more dynamically within every aspect and detail of your life here on earth. also through the devotion to those practices that you would understand to be meditative practices, you also open the channels of your higher selves that you may be in communion, not just during meditations, but at all times with the higher aspects of your being and the guidance and magnetism of your soul. Your soul seeks always to attract into your life those things that are for your highest good. Your soul seeks to draw into your life those patterns that will enable you to recognize your own divinity and to recognize those who can assist in your acquiring of a greater wisdom and a greater participation in the plan of God. Your soul will urge you and prompt you into fulfilling that destiny that you have come to fulfill, and it will repel all of those possibilities that may impede your progress to awareness. When you are prepared to offer yourself in service and to open your heart to your soul, you will discover, perhaps in the early stages of your commitment to a way of being that is centered around your soul and your spiritual forces, that you may encounter in the early days some difficulties and even obstruction that would seem to prohibit your progression along the path. But if you persist and refuse to think and to live in any other way than to live as an integrated being who is at one with God and living through the wisdom of his soul, then ultimately you will be led in and along a path that will provide for you perfect and marvelous opportunity to celebrate all that is within you, for you to have fulfillment and joy, and to understand that life was intended as an experience that should be imbued with fellowship and peace and love and joy. Often, when we speak such words as these, we understand within your own minds there are those attitudes which suggest that in that which is referred to as the real world, such qualities are all very fine, but rather difficult to aspire to and to commit oneself to on a permanent and enduring basis. But we would say to you this, that the redemption of humanity, the growth of yourselves into a true recognition of who you are, can and will only be achieved through living thus, through living as a soul that is a loving soul, living as a spirit that sees in all life itself, that understands that the flowers and the leaves of the trees, that the birds in the air and the beasts of the field, that all of those that live on the earth as your brothers and sisters and even as your enemies, that all of those things are a part of you and you are a part of them. When you recognize that the material plane is a plane that is formed through your own consciousness and ultimately is there for your exploration and celebration of the wisdom and magnificence of God, then you shall be free. And then you open the doors to an ascension in consciousness, the like of which will transform not only you, but all those beings with whom you have contact, all of those souls that you can touch in word and deed. They will be uplifted merely by that presence of the splendid and wondrous light of your being. This is allowing the light to shine before men, that is you. It is often placed before us as a question or an idea for dialogue, that man is essentially wicked, that man is a sinful creature, that man has got everything he deserves. We do not understand the earth situation as that. Man is where he is because of very complex and very difficult histories that relates not only to this earth, but also to other parts of your solar system and to other parts of the galaxy, and indeed to the universe as a whole. And the consciousness of limitation and of despair in which many find themselves at this time is, if you wish, the consequence of many, many shifts in consciousness that man has accepted and allowed himself to be conditioned and framed by. But the time is near where the earth and the consciousness of the earth itself needs to take a step forward. In fact, it is more than a step. It is a vast and enormous leap in awareness. And as this occurs for the earth, then it must occur in each of you here. It is your choice as to whether you will accept the invitation that will come to you. For the invitation will be before all men. All men will be given the opportunity to be creatures of a vast and pure awareness. In your own heart, you must decide. Do you wish to live from the precepts of love? If you do, then you will be one who will see the new light as an opportunity, as something that will provide for you the fulfillment of your inner dreams and aspirations. Can you imagine a world that is free from war and conflict? Can you imagine a world that is free from disease? For if you can begin to see the allure of that concept, then you are in tune with the path you are being offered. For it is not the desire of any god that you suffer pain and disease. It is not the desire of any god that you be held in poverty and difficulty and that you endure conflict. It is simply the outcome of disturbed and distorted thinking and misinterpretation of teaching and truth. But the nature of that which is being offered to you is vast and beautiful and will lift you into a state of awareness that will celebrate the concept of the heaven world, that which was promised unto men. For the kingdom of heaven, it was said, is at hand and is within you. It is merely a question of you accepting the invitation to be taken there freely and lovingly. This is the choice and the opportunity before men. So in your hearts, be aware of the intelligence and the unifying force of the Spirit that you are. Be aware of the light of the soul, that pure and loving and creative quality that you are also. And allow these elements of yourself to associate entirely with the being that you see as who you are, the physical reality, the you that we touch and see. For that is how you were meant to be. And in due course, we will all be as that. But we live in propitious times. You are here because you chose to be in the earth at this time. You are here because you have traveled this earth, and we might add other earths too, many, many times. You are here because your souls know that you have the capacity to transcend into a new realm of being and be associated with the highest principles of life as you understand it. You are here because you can make the path clear for those who will come after you. You are here because you are divine. And it is in the understanding of your divinity that you will set yourselves free, and you will set humanity free also. You understand that as one soul gains access to a higher wisdom and takes a step nearer to an enlightened state of being, then that soul opens the door for many others to go with him or her. And that choice is there for you. We who come to be with you now, we are no wiser than you. It is simply that we have perhaps been able to clear much of the mist that has hidden from our eyes the truth of life. But if it is something that we are able to do, then it is equally so for you. And our joy, our fulfillment, is in the observing of the awakening in the hearts of men. And that is why we come in such a fashion. We have some understandings. We have some perceptions that are of use to you. It is for you to discover who you are. It is for you to know the power of your being. It is for us to cajole, to inspire, and to prompt and precipitate the awakening of your own divinity. And that is our role here now. Within the chambers of your heart, there rests the knowledge of the ages. There is no book that could begin to contain the mass of experience that each one of you has had, both here upon the earth and on other places in other parts of this galaxy. For you are children of the stars, and your knowledge and experience is vast. And you should always remember that truth. Frequently, we advise that you should look up into the heavens as the stars are in the sky. And when you look at those stars, remember that they are the focus of other wonderful systems in which life exists, sometimes as yours, but often in vibrational fashions that you would not recognize nor understand. But when you look into those stars, sir, understand that the stars are who you are. For the stars are the signals of the hearts of God, and you also are the hearts of God. Good evening to you here. When we come to be with you, often we are prepared to listen to those things that you have to offer, and where we can, we will provide some insights to your questions of a simple kind that may assist in your own researches. We are not here as a book for you to read. We are here to urge and to inspire and perhaps to assist in the orientation of your own thinking. If you have some questions or some observations that you would wish to observe with us and to ask of us, then please ask of us now. When you refer to art, you are considering it in its broadest sense, we would imagine, and especially in relation to the essence of creativity that is drawn through man when he is engaged in those spheres that you would be able to perceive as artistic. The world of art and the world of creativity is of itself a celebration of the divine process. For the world of the visual and the world of sound are, of course, one and the same thing. Man, as you are, is a celebration of a desire element within God to create and to build and to produce that which is of itself an expression of delight and creativity. Within your own endeavors, whether it is in the painting of a picture, whether it is in the writing or the composing of music, or the preparation of beautiful words, you are assisting in the creative process of the universe itself. Each time that you observe on the outer side of life an image or a sound or an idea that inspires within you a search for beauty and understanding, each time that you are lifted into a new consciousness by an observance of form and shape and by the vibration of sound, then you are assisting yourself in aspiring to all that is good and that is God. If we look at your nature and your being, the highest aspects of your being are associated with that which is vision and that which is sound. It is through the visual capacity of ourselves that we are able to see and understand not only the outer world, but the inner world. The same is true of the energies of sound, whereby we can not only respond to those vibrations on the outer side of our reality, but also understand the vibrations on the inner realm of our being. For man is a being who is essentially an inner being. Man primarily is a being who associates himself with the universe through his inner consciousness. Within the center of each one of you here, there is a glandular structure that you would understand to be the pineal gland. And that particular gland, which many in your medical professions believe to be defunct and a residual gland that no longer can be used, is of itself a very powerful and masterful gland that has yet to be reawoken. For within the pineal gland are the images of all that you have ever been and learned and understood. And it is only when this gland is reawoken that you can discover, or should we say, rediscover who you are and your true spiritual heritage and also your destiny. When you engage in that which you call visual art and seek to celebrate the visual world, you bring a stimulus into this pituitary center and you begin to develop the inner eye through the response to the exterior and the outer eye. Do you understand? And as you activate this inner realm, so you begin to make the return journey to an inner consciousness. The same is true of the vibration of sound. For the sound that we have within our being, we have largely forgotten them. And it is in the listening to the sounds on the outer side of our being that we stimulate our capacity to hear in the inner realms. And as we do this, not only do we spur our own creative energies on an inner search and an inner journey, but we rediscover the very territory that we had lost. For the truth of life is that life is an inner experience, and the outer world is merely the manifestation of the inner experience. We have lost that control, that rapport that enables us to produce an outer reality that is the reflection of this inner paradise, masked from us by illusion. And thus, sir, in your creative works, sir, in your art, and in your music, and in the beautiful words that you express, you reawaken those inner chambers. And through the glandular structures that associate with the particular qualities of your artistic endeavor, you take a step closer to the reawakening of your true knowledge and your true self. Each time that you create or observe a beautiful image, you see the power of the soul in action, producing and constructing, manifesting form. Each time that you hear a beautiful and wonderful resonance in sound, then you assist in the reawakening of the resonance of the soul. For the soul is the echo of God, for in the beginning was the Word of God, the first sound that was issued forth into life. So through all of your artistic endeavors, you begin the reawakening of the inner channels and the path to light, truth, and the hidden magic of your spiritual nature. It is of necessity a brief exchange in relation to your question, but does it give you some food for thought or clarify some aspects of your own searchings? Thank you. The nature of the times in which you live demands a reawakening of soul consciousness, as we have already said. And everything that exists has within it a soul element or consciousness. Even the chairs upon which you sit here today have within them the energies of the universal soul. And therefore, within all things, there is a special characteristic or form that the soul will imbue it with. And this applies equally to those things that we understand as countries or nations or racial groupings of people. For souls also are associated with racial groupings. And this is a dynamic that currently is producing conflict within that which you refer to as Europe, where souls of an individual nature who are nonetheless aware of their soul and racial grouping are finding themselves in conflict with those of a different character and type. The objective of the new European consciousness is to act as a focus for the celebration of oneness in humanity. For it is through the European consciousness that the new man will find his form unfolding. For there is a further racial type to come who will be the progenitor of the new physical form that man will celebrate in his new reality. You understand that all of the racial groupings upon the earth are a part of an evolutionary pattern that goes back many, many thousands of years. And at this time, in the European continent, we have the evolution of a new type of being. And that type of being ultimately will provide the genesis of the new race and the new peoples, although it will not necessarily have its origins within the European geography, for it is more possible that this will occur in the continent that you understand to be America. And this is why there has been a vast migration from the European continent unto the American continent. However, there is an energy within the European opportunity that will bring forth an illustration of how the individuality of an individual, of a race, of a group, can be enhanced and developed whilst at the same time it sees itself as a part of a collective, wonderful and perfect community. And this is a very delicate and sensitive evolution. For if you progress too quickly into one amorphous mass of identity, then individual groupings begin to fear, and they feel threat, and thus will resist the growth into a new consciousness. But it is correct to say that the European opportunity is one beginning of a coming together of humanity. And in this coming together, humanity thus will celebrate the oneness of the spirit of life through the individual souls of each racial group, of each national identity, and at the same time produce a soul that is the identity of Europe. And this in turn will relate to the soul of the earth. And ultimately, all men will see themselves in relation to the earth as one nation, as one entity that is nonetheless composed of many individualities. This is the scheme of things, and it is the pattern as we understand it here. We would also say to you, however, that within the pattern of the earth at this time, there is a considerable degree of opportunity and possibility. And the nature of the outcome of the transition that you are going through at this time is, even at the level of the masters, somewhat uncertain. All that we know is that the ultimate progression is good and is an expression of the creative light of God. However, we would say to you this, as the earth seeks to explore its goodness and its rightness, its purity and its brotherhood, inevitably there will be those who will resist all attempts at moving into a new consciousness and a new awareness. And thus, there will be many more opportunities on your earth for conflict. And those particular places that you have indicated are but two of many upon the earth, where old difficulties and old problems are surfacing once again. It is a question of the will of humanity to either pursue a path of love or a path of power and conflict through aggression and submission. Ultimately, wherever there is conflict, those who are the perpetrators of aggression will fall and fail. And if you observe the history of your earth, that has always been true. And thus it is that in those particular places, where and if there is further conflict, then ultimately that conflict must and will give way to a resurrection of conciliation and love. As far as that place which you refer to as Iraq, it is a country in which there is much volatility. And as far as we can understand, there is still possibility of warfare. But it is by no means certain. For within the possibilities of your earth at this time, the matters could resolve themselves in either direction. And we know through our experience that prognostication is dangerous. For life always has more than one avenue of possibility for a resolution. And at this time, more than ever before, is it difficult to make a projection into the future. For that which you understand as the future is no longer as clearly defined as it was in times past. And this is because of the awakening. The same is true in the conflicts of that country that you refer to as Ireland, that has a particular connection with this country here. But there are opportunities being issued forth into man's minds through their souls that can provide the ground, fertile ground, upon which the fruits of peace can grow. And ultimately, that must and will be the case. For this is the scheme of things. This is the nature of soul direction. But as to whether there will ever be resolution, of course there will be resolution. Whether or not there will be further conflict depends upon humanity. But you as an individual have the capacity to influence those circumstances and those events. For it is your responsibility always to think of those places within the qualities of your own heart and soul, and to always contain in your mind the possibilities of peaceful and creative solutions to problems. And if you begin to feel that is the course that is possible, then that is the truth that may be fulfilled. You have to understand that the will of God, as it is often expressed, is the will to explore and express creatively, to celebrate and to expand. You must also understand that because of the nature of your being, the will of God, the intention of God, the pattern of God, the nature of God, is at the same time the will of you, the will of God, the nature of God. It is you also. And what all souls must seek to perhaps resolve within their being is that your expression here as a physical being, driven by the light of the spirit through the energies of the soul, is to allow divinity to express itself in a special and individual manner that no other soul energy can do. And in so doing, all human beings provide a particle of a much greater consciousness, and this greater consciousness is the soul of God seeking to issue forth into the earth. And God's will and your will are one and the same. It is merely that in your highest aspect, the will that you can relate to is but a segment of the total will of the divine. And thus it can appear in an earth sense through the qualities of your personality at times to be remote from that which many call the will of God. But who is to determine what the will of God is? Is the will of God to provide for you a life that is based upon ignorance and fear? Is the will of God to have you living as a blind man in a dark and despairing and deep valley? Or is the will of God for you to celebrate in your reality the love and the wisdom that God is? And in so doing, you will experience joy and fulfillment and the bliss of the higher spirit as you also celebrate the will of God. For the will of God is your will also, and your will is within the flow of the light of God's will also. Do you understand? The two elements are the same, and there is no conflict. There is no dichotomy for man to contemplate here, for the two things are the same. And when in the great prayer of the law you exhort that idea by invoking the first principle of initiation, which says, thy will be done, what you are really saying is, thy will be done through me, for thy will is my will also. And in serving the will of God, I become as the angels, and I experience bliss, I experience joy, and I understand the oneness of life. Your God, however you will understand that idea, is a vast and powerful flow of mind and light and spirit and truth. And in you are in potential all of those qualities. For you are the mystery that is both a part of God and all of God at the same time. And in that mystery is the total will of the divine. Through those aspects of life that we have already spoken to you of here on this night, where you seek to live as a loving being, one who seeks to serve, and through the devotional and meditational life, to be in tune with the light of the soul, then you become as God, for you live his will in your will, and through your service you become as he. Then you will see your own divine light for what it truly is. Then you will see the will of God functioning through you in all that you do. Do you understand? There is no conflict here. There is no difficulty. And where you seek to serve humanity, where you seek to bring peace and harmony and love, where you seek to free others from any destructive limitation in their experience, then you are being as God is. For God is a loving Father. And we use the word Father merely here to enunciate the giving quality of his being and the sense of origin through which he comes.